In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, scripture says that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. So clearly Jesus is saying in the scripture that you cannot serve God and serve money at the same time. You either serve God or you serve money. You either love God or you love money. You can't love God and love money at the same time. And this is in sharp contrast to some of the things we've been saying in our churches. Money is good. Yes, everybody needs money. You must have money. Yes, we all jump and shout. Yes, pastor, preach it. People are excited. It is nice to hear, especially when you look at the vast amount of needs that we have. And especially when you live in countries where, because of poor leadership, resources are never maximized to help the citizens. But even in the midst of all the resources that have been given to the nation, you find people living in poverty, serious poverty, whilst other countries which they don't have those resources, they are able to take care of their citizens. So when you live in an impoverished country or in a certain state or you find yourself in a certain situation, you will definitely jump at statements like money is good. You'll be excited about it. And it would seem that you cannot deny the fact that money is good. But here, Christ Jesus is telling us clearly, we need to love God, not money. We need to serve God, not money. The moment money is dictating to us, our decisions are being taken based on what money or the desire for money dictates to us. If it determines our decisions, then we have lost the sense of value that God has placed on us. We know from the beginning that God gave Adam everything, everything. There's nothing that God cannot give to us. When we serve him, he will add all the other things. But we shouldn't go chasing after money because we can't love both God and money. Your heart must be at one place. Luke 16:11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you your trust, the true riches? This is another statement Jesus made. It's one of the key areas of testing music servants or ministers is to use money, to test their faithfulness by the use of money. Are people willing to abandon God to chase after money, or they will hold on to their faith? If you are told that you won't be paid for this concert or this service, would you say that if you won't pay me, I won't play? Is that where you have come to? Or you won't go that way? There are ministers who say that by their sanctification or by their covenant with Jesus, they don't charge. But if you attend your event, you honor them. So here, Jesus is saying that your faithfulness will be tested with money. And if you fail that test, who will commit to you true riches? True riches, the riches of the kingdom of heaven. Who's going to commit that to you if you fail in the test of money? There are people who have stolen money even in church. There are those who have, because the law was given unto the Jews, so they said to the pastor, I'm not supposed to pay tithe. Yes, but by faith, Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. He wasn't under the law. The law came by Moses. Abraham wasn't under the law, but by faith. So we tithe by faith. We give offerings by faith. We give covenances by faith. So if you look at me and you tell me, pastor, oh, I won't tithe because I'm not under the law, then where is your faith? Where is your faith? And will you use the money that God has given to you to serve him, or you will rather serve yourself with money and forsake God. Today, this is food for thought for all of us. We ought to serve God and not money. When you work 7 days a week, 6 days a week, all your money goes to your family and to yourself. But your money does not in any way support the kingdom of God. You have lost it. You have lost it. If it doesn't anyway support other souls in advocating the kingdom of God or propagating the gospel or touching the lives of other believers, then please, I am sorry, but you are working for yourself or you are serving just yourself. So please, serve God with your money. Take care of yourself, take care of your family. And remember your spiritual family. Remember the work of God. As a matter of fact, the first thing that you must give is your tithe to God. And if you fail in that, you have failed Luke chapter 16, verse 11. And scripture says, who will commit to you then true riches? In our concluding scriptures, Proverbs 13, 11, it says that wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Those who chase after quick money. Today, there's this quick scheme. If you give them money in 1 month, they'll give you 10%. In 1 week, they'll give you 5%. If you do this one, you get quick. Please. It is against God's word for your life or God's purpose for your life. Adam was not purposed for any quick things. He was supposed to work taking care of the garden that God had given him. There was no quick scheme anywhere. And I know as I'm talking, some names are coming to mind right now. No quick schemes, okay? He that gathereth by labor shall increase. And you see the word they increase. It means today is 2, tomorrow is 3, the next day is 5, the next day is 10. You see gradual increase. It didn't say shall suddenly get a wealth. But he that gathereth by labor, working, shall increase. Hallelujah. May wealth Amen. Be increased in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Proverbs 13:22. So for those who think that they'll go and do sakawa to get money, it says that your wealth is laid up for the just. After all the blood drinking and the shedding of blood, killing and all the sacrifices and all those things, you leave all those things behind for the just, for those who have decided to walk with God and to take it a day at a time. You don't need to die at 22, 25, 26. You don't need to do that. Take your time. By 40, 45, 50, the Lord will still come through for you if you go a step at a time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So no need to rush and to kill yourself. And then our last scripture, Psalm 112 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. And then verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. The fear of the Lord. If you cannot serve God out of fear with your money, then you are losing out big. If you serve God with what he gives you, he says, wealth and riches shall be in your house. Say, wealth and riches shall be in my house.
Wealth and riches shall be in my house.
And my righteousness shall endure forever.
My righteousness shall endure forever.
As I serve the Lord with what he gives me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God gave Samuel to Hannah, Hannah gave Samuel back to God. And scripture says that she loaned Samuel to God. And do you know what? Hannah had many more children. Amen.
Amen.
So there'll be no blockage in your life, no blockade. God will open more resources or increase the sources of income in your life as you give back to him what Amen. He has given to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen. Let's thank the Lord for his word that has come to us.
all that we've been able to learn, that we shouldn't serve mammon, we should serve him only. Thank you for your word. This evening, Lord, we give you all the praise and we give you all the thanks.
We give you all the praise, we give you all the honor and adoration.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Jesus' name.
Blessed be your holy name.
Also, thank God for the opportunity to sing songs of worship to him. Right now, in the name of Jesus,
we thank you,
Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to come before you, singing songs of worship to your holy name. We are grateful for this opportunity that we can come before you boldly to bring before your worship from the depths of our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray right now, asking the Lord for forgiveness of sins. Ask him to forgive you of any known or unknown sins. He should cleanse you with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Speak to him silently right now. In the name of Jesus. Let's say, I forgive anyone who has offended me anyway right now. I release them from my heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now. I release them from my heart. I release them from my heart right now. In the name of Jesus. We let go of every offense right now. As we worship you, Father, help us to let go of every offense from our hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Right now, say to the Lord, Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship
as I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you,
my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship
as I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you,
in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Isaiah 12, verse 6. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitants of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. It is this God before whom we've come to worship. He's a great God and he's in our midst. Let's worship him from the depths of our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We give you all the glory. Oh, soon I will crawl. Now I can see. Oh, soon. Now yeah, can see in a bona on a woe. Oh,
Let's worship the name of the Lord.
Jesus,
our God is mighty. Our God is great. Our God is awesome. He's the only God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we worship you. We worship your name.
Jesus, we give you all the glory. Jesus, we give you all the glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Revelations 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Hallelujah.
Show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. On thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walking with God. We're going to say like Moses, if we don't go before us, we won't go. So we're trusting in that in this month as well, you will carry us, Lord.
Amen.
You to your courts, surround me with your love. I walk with you, I do not fear. In this place, dreams are made.
They are in this
love, draw me close to you. I want to be where you are. Carry me in your arms of love. Draw me close to you. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I want to walk with you every day, everywhere.
Christian walk is all about faith, because if you walk by sight, you only get discouraged, you only be distracted. Continue to have faith in God as we walk with God. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Famia, nia. Lord thanks this afternoon. Give the Lord thanks. Rabada bullshit in enemy under labas. Mekaya baliana mashatai. He's paid every price with his blood for you. It is only right when we say that God, use me for whatever you want. You can just have me and do what you want. It's not too much. It's not too much. It's not too much. Where would we be if Jesus didn't pay the price for us? Where would we be? Makatada bo shabaliana mayande. Make it in any mea baliana moshatai. Rabada da bo shit in any meanda laba.
Straight into our prayer time as we do on Sundays for 1 hour prayer. We are moving on straight to prayer. So for those online, you can join us. So for everyone who has been part of worship, our God richly bless you. And remember to check the pages for all announcements that are due. We are moving straight into prayer.